First of all, I want to say thank you for enabling us to go, releasing us, also paying for us. It is such a blessing. And one of the other church pastors, their church was unable to have the money to send them from the UK this time, and we and a number of other churches helped them go too. But I just really want to say thank you so much, because it's a blessing to us to be able to go and experience what God's doing for that week or so. I think there might be some pictures coming up, just looping around for a couple of minutes. I was thinking I could be talking about multitudes, a church of tens of thousands. Nobody talks about figures there, so I don't really know how big it is, maybe 100,000, 150,000 or more. And they're just numbers. There's nothing in Europe, there's nothing in North America that gets anywhere close. What a privilege that we can have connection with a pastor that leads such an enormous church. The convention attracted more than 10,000 internationals from across the world. I could talk about the way they honour us little European pastors, with the smallest churches in the world, and yet they keep us places in the front row or two. And Pastor Caesar says to us, you coming makes this conference special. And we're mixing with pastors of tens of thousands of cells, let alone people. I could have talk about the 150 Russians which came over from all over Russia. 50 of them pastors which came for the first time. I could talk about Martin Smith. You'll have seen the picture behind there. He came with his 6 children and his wife. He led amazing worship, coming out of a year of putting down stuff, stopping delirious, his dream, because his family needed him more. I could talk about our friends from Romania, who were leading a church of about 150 people, but in December saw 60 people come to the Lord. Hallelujah. I could talk about the place they give the Holy Spirit, the honor, the worship, the obedience, the dependence, their total love and fellowship and dependence on him, their place of daily devotion to help develop their walk with the Lord. And so many of the seminars alluded to and spoke about the importance of the Holy Spirit. And almost every session, whether it was a worship leader or a teacher, they would just want to honor and welcome the Holy Spirit, because he's the source of life. He's the source of our life. But I'm not going to. I could talk briefly. I want to talk briefly about something much more simple, which pastors Caesar and Claudia have modeled so beautifully over the years, the place of family. And I didn't know Jackie had in mind those special words that she wanted to bring to my mum until I got home. And I just thought, well, the whole thing just fitted in today, because I want to say in a moment or two just a few things about family. I want to encourage us to believe for more in whatever situation we were in. My dream is for a big church. I believe that's God's dream. Big churches make bigger differences. And the UK needs to be different. Just imagine a church of 10,000 in Reading. Not just pew fillers, but I mean radical disciples. Imagine the impact on the poor. Imagine the impact on the council, the businesses, the homeless, the youth. Reading would be turned upside down, wouldn't it? 10,000 radical disciples of Jesus. I dream of cells all across Reading. I dream of 12s being formed. I dream of being a church which, when we meet in cells or celebrations, there's that tangible presence, the sense of the Spirit of God among us. I dream of souls regularly finding salvation, of the poor being fed, of youth becoming more and more radical and sold out for Jesus, provoking us older ones who may have slowed down slightly. I read this just the other day. It was somebody from Bethlehem.